Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says President's address to joint sitting of Parliament strengthens resolve of Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people. Replying to discussions in Lok Sabha on President's address, Prime Minister highlights government's welfare measures resulting in uplift of 25 crore people from poverty. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says mobile phone manufacturing in country has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. Voting to take place for 70-member Delhi Assembly tomorrow, counting on Saturday. World Cancer Day being observed today to raise awareness about cancer and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. And in national games, K. Satish Kumar and Anmol Kharb clinch badminton singles gold medals. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has taken a slew of measures for the welfare of the poor, resulting in upliftment of 25 crore people out of poverty. Replying to the discussion in Lok Sabha today on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament, the Prime Minister said it has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work. Mr. Modi assured that his government is working to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by emphasizing on 100% saturation of schemes. He termed the President's address as inspiring, which strengthens the resolve of a Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people.
राष्ट्रपति जी के संबोधन में अगर हम बारीकी से अध्ययन करेंगे तो ये साफ नजर आता है कि उन्होंने देश के सामने भविष्य के 25 वर्ष और विकसित भारत के लिए एक नया विश्वास जगाने वाली बात एक प्रकार से आदरणीय राष्ट्रपति जी का ये उद्बोधन विकसित भारत के संकल्प को मजबूती देने वाला है नया विश्वास पैदा करने वाला है और जन सामान्य को प्रेरित करने वाला है
The Prime Minister said budgetary allocations for capital expenditure has witnessed massive hike during his tenure and it has been raised to over 11 lakh 25,000 crore rupees. He said the government has brought transparency in the governance, resulting in saving of crores of rupees. The Prime Minister also recalled various steps which have been taken to provide tax incentives to the middle class.
बीते 10 साल में इनकम टैक्स को कम करके भी हमने मिडिल क्लास की बचत को बढ़ाने का काम किया है 2013-14 में 2 लाख रुपए पर इनकम टैक्स माफी थी और आज 12 लाख रुपए इनकम टैक्स से मुक्ति और हमने बीच के कालखंड में भी 14 में भी 17 में भी 19 में भी 23 में भी हम लगातार ये करते आए
The Prime Minister said his government has increased job opportunities for the youth of the country.
जब 2014 से देश की जनता ने हमको सेवा का अवसर दिया, हमने ज्यादा से ज्यादा युवाओं पर फोकस किया। हमें युवाओं की आकांक्षाओं पर बल दिया। हमने युवाओं के लिए ज्यादा अवसर बनाए। हमने कई क्षेत्रों को खोल दिया, जिसके कारण हम देख रहे हैं देश के युवा अपने सामर्थ्य का परचम लहरा रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi added that initiatives like the development of artificial intelligence in India have been prioritized by his government. He said the NDA government has created a separate ministry for the tribals. He said that it was his government that started the Ayushman Bharat scheme for the poor and the elderly. He said the country is moving swiftly towards urbanization and smart cities are necessary. Mr. Modi said the government understands the spirit of the constitution and is dedicated to it. He said that those speaking the language of urban Naxals and against the Indian state cannot understand the constitution or the unity of the country. He also took a dig at the alleged comments made against the president, terming them as unfortunate. The Prime Minister said the government is also working for the welfare of the farmers by raising MSP and providing financial aid under schemes of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He highlighted that the government is providing financial and other support to the MSMEs for their growth. He said such decisions resulted in the creation of lakhs of jobs for the youth. Later, the House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address with a voice vote. The Rajya Sabha also resumed the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address at the joint sitting of the Parliament. Participating in the discussion, Senior Leader of BJP Bansi Lal Gurjar said that India is encouragingly moving forward on the path of development and prosperity under Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government. Mr. Gurjar said that the way the government has been functioning since the past 10 years, the goal of achieving a Viksit Bharat will be realized within the given time. Renuka Chaudhary of Congress expressed concern over rising prices and depleting rupees value against the dollar. Praful Patel of NCP said it is the constitution which has united a diverse nation like India. Manas Ranjan Mangaraj of Biju Janata Dal said the president's speech mentions farmers and alleged that many farmers, including from Odisha, are not getting MSP as per the recommendations of Dr. Swaminathan committee report. Participating in the discussion, Sagarika Ghosh of TMC questioned the government over the death figures related to the recent stampede in the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. BJP MP Ashok Chavan highlighted the need for more highways, speed trains and Udaan flights to backward regions like Marathwada in Maharashtra. He also highlighted the achievements of India in the space sector. The discussion is underway. India has made significant progress in mobile and electronics manufacturing in the last 10 years. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that there were only 2 mobile manufacturing units in 2014, and today the country has over 300 units. Mr. Vaishnav said that the value of mobile phone manufacturing has grown substantially from 18,900 crore rupees in financial year 2014 to 4,22,000 crore rupees in financial year 2024. He added that exports also crossed 1,29,000 crore rupees. The minister highlighted that mobile phone manufacturing in India has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. Mr. Vaishnav noted that the Make in India program is driving self-reliance, boosting production and creating jobs. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Delhi is all set to vote tomorrow for the 70-member assembly. Voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with over 1.56 crore voters set to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The key candidates of this political battle are Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Delhi Minister Gopal Rai, BJP's Vijender Gupta, Pravesh Verma, Ramesh Bidhuri and Kailash Gehlot. Congress has fielded Sandeep Dixit, Harun Yusuf and Alka Lamba. More from our correspondent.
Extensive arrangements are in place to ensure free and fair elections in the national capital. Electors of the national capital will seal their mandate in the EVM tomorrow. A total of 13,766 polling booths have been set up across the 70 assembly constituency, out of which 70 polling stations will be fully manned by women staff. While other 70 polling stations, one in each assembly, will be fully managed by Divyang staff. The Election Commission has deployed more than 1.8 lakh polling personnel to ensure smooth conduct of voting. Over 83 lakh male, around 72 lakh female and 1,267 third gender voters are expected to exercise their franchise. In these elections, 783 voters are above 100 years of age. Assured minimum facilities will be available at all polling stations, including drinking water, wheelchair and crash facility. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi police today registered a case against Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party's candidate for Delhi Assembly polls from Kalkaji constituency, Atishi, on alleged charges of obstructing government work and violating the Model Code of Conduct. The case has been registered in Govindpuri Police Station in New Delhi. And now, news from the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj is providing banking services to the pilgrims through public sector banks and private banks. our correspondent reports that these banks are providing facilities like cash deposits, withdrawals and fund transfers for the pilgrims.
The banking services at Mahakumbh is assisting pilgrims, tourists and merchants with various banking requirements. Talking to Akashwani News, branch manager of State Bank of India, Amit Kumar Pandey said that the bank is providing all types of banking services for the devotees. He said it is also raising awareness about cyber fraud.
सभी श्रद्धालुओं के लिए और जितने भी यात्री हैं यहाँ पे आ सकते हैं और उनका खाता किसी भी जगह पे है पूरे भारत में तो वो यहाँ पैसे जमा कर सकते हैं, पैसे निकाल सकते हैं. RTGS नेफ्ट करना चाहते हैं तो कर सकते हैं. उनको अगर लोन की रिक्वायरमेंट है तो हम वो भी पूरी करेंगे.
The bank manager of Punjab National Bank, Sunny Rana Singh, stated that the devotees can deposit their money and also withdraw money using Aadhaar.
आधार के माध्यम से अंगूठा लगा करके पैसे निकालने की जो खाता धारक जिनके पास चेक है या कोई और दूसरा तरीका है वो यहाँ से पैसा निकाल सकते हैं, अपने खाते में पैसा जमा कर सकते हैं. ये सुविधाएं हम अपने यहाँ से श्रद्धालुओं को प्रदान कर रहे हैं.
Talking to Akashwani News, a beneficiary Mukesh thanked the government for providing banking services during the Mahakumbh Mela.
मैंने यहाँ पे चंदन का व्यवसाय करा था. जो भी कमाई की है मैंने पंजाब नेशनल बैंक में मेरा अकाउंट नंबर था तो मैंने यहाँ जमा करा दी है और मेरे को बहुत अच्छा लगा. यहाँ पे जगह जगह ये सुविधा सरकार ने कर दी है.
The Mahakumbh Mela, which commenced on 13th January, will continue till 26th February. Over 38 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Trivani Sangam so far. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
World Cancer Day is being observed today to raise awareness about cancer and to encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. This year, the day is being observed under the theme, United by Unique. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Professor in the Oncology Department of AIIMS in New Delhi, Dr. M.D. Ray said that people need to monitor their health regularly and follow a healthy routine as precautionary steps to protect themselves from cancer.
60 to 80% cancer could be prevented because cancer is usually because of chronic irritation in our body and mind. Not only body, also from mind. And tobacco-related product responsible for 3 to 50% and our bad lifestyle, I can say, responsible for 30% of the cancer. Cancer is a preventable disease. We can prevent the cancer and cancer is also curable if it is detected early. So nothing to be worried about. We can prevent the cancer. We can fight against the cancer and cancer would be cured.
In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices today surged over 1.5% amid broad-based buying and positive global cues after the US paused planned tariffs on Canada and Mexico. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, soared 1,397 points to close at 78,584. Similarly, National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 378 points to settle at 23,739. And in sports, Shatla Anmol Kaur of Haryana continued her impressive run to win gold in women's singles, while Tamil Nadu's K. Satish Kumar claimed the men's singles as well as doubles title at the 38th National Games at Dehradun today. Kaur defeated top seed Anupama Upadhyay in straight games in the women's singles final. In men's singles final, Satish Kumar defeated Suryaksh Rawat to claim the gold in men's singles. Satish Kumar and Adya Variyat battled hard to overcome Deep Ramabhya and Akshay Warang in the mixed doubles final and win the gold medal. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says President's address to joint sitting of Parliament strengthens resolve of Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people. Replying to discussions in Lok Sabha on President's address, Prime Minister highlights government's welfare measures, resulting in uplift of 25 crore people from poverty. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says mobile phone manufacturing in country has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. Voting to take place for 70-member Delhi Assembly tomorrow, counting on Saturday. World Cancer Day being observed today to raise awareness of cancer and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. And in National Games, K. Satish Kumar and Anmol Kaur clinched badminton singles gold medals. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.